Good morning, may I help you?
Oh, hi, is this Daisy?
Yes, it is. How are you?
Oh, hi. Hi, Daisy, I'm great. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you doing today?
We're doing okay. My husband just left a, was on the phone with them, and they scheduled him for an appointment on the 13th. I think
okay.
He wants to cancel the account. It says here, appointment for 3 p.m. on the 14th of August. I don't understand why they're making an appointment, but whatever.
Yeah, I'm in the cancellation department, so I can help you, but I do need to give you some options because in the terms and conditions that Christopher acknowledged with his e-signature, he did
mm-hmm.
agree to an automatic renewal each month on the 29th. And in order
yes.
to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there is a $229 past due balance from July 29th, and we can't cancel
mm-hmm.
the account with the past due balance.
You know what happened was we always had you guys take it out. What happened was that
mm-hmm.
some kid knocked on our door. He lost his card, okay?
Oh,
he lost
no.
the actual card. He went to Home Depot, got
yeah.
the materials. He comes back and says, babe, I'm at the store trying to get, you know, something to drink. Or lunch, whatever the heck it was. And he's
yeah.
like, I don't find my card. I go, you know, this is just lovely. First we get compromised. TD Bank, always. There was a lot of fraudulent going on. So we told them, this keeps on going. We're going to cancel the bank. You know, in other words, go
yeah.
to a different bank. So this little kid, I went to the bank. I got a new card because he was using the company card for all the expenses for the company. But it
yeah.
was under my name. You know,
okay.
they had cruise on it. So I went, thank God, because he didn't have no time to go to the bank. Got him a new one. As soon as I get home, not even 15 minutes later, a mother and 2 kids knock on the door and say,
oh.
we found your card. And I know who you guys are because we live in the area because our company van says clean cut and it's always
oh,
in my driveway.
Oh, they found you,
and
yeah.
They found, damn, you can even hide from people, honey. You could be stalkers and we will get beat. So he's like, son of a, so that's probably why. And I'm like, why do they keep on calling? I'm very busy. And then it dawned on me. I said, wait a minute.
I think we must have the
active.
Old card. Yeah.
So I said, hold me. This is why I always told my husband. Because there's so many crimes nowadays, even
yeah.
in my personal credit cards and stuff. Do not do anything that has to do with automatic payment. Because what happens is this. We didn't even get our water. And I'm like,
oh.
I'm thirsty. I'm tired of buying these 24 bottles of water constantly. They're very heavy. And
of
it
course.
Happens too. They have
yeah.
the same card. So there's only 3 people. You know, Local Splash, the water company, you know, the water, ready fresh water, and the insurance. The reason why I do it with the insurance company is because I save having them deduct money, you know, on their own. You can
right.
save money on that. So I'm like, if you're not saving no money, stop giving the people the damn card automatic stuff. Because you
yeah.
never know. And look what happened now. We look
well,
like we're dead meat, and we're not.
I want to make you aware, Daisy, that if this account does cancel, it's going
mm-hmm.
to dramatically affect the business. Because in the time that Christopher's been with us, your company
mm-hmm.
has been found on the first page of Google 7,530
No, no,
times.
I explained everything to him. And that, you know what I think? He got very upset.
What
that,
was
it? Okay. Right now, when we start putting on Google, right, we put down deck builders or whatever, whatever. And he used to always appear. Yes, you're right. He still appears on the first page because
yes.
I always check everything.
Of course.
But now there's like 4 or 5 people ahead of us. So you have to actually click more, and then
yeah.
he's still there. So
okay.
he's like, this is not the way they told me. It's supposed to be, and it used to be, as soon as that you go, boom, Clean Cut Renovation Solutions was there. But it's not, that's one of the reasons. The other reason is, my love, I get a lot of leads, okay?
Okay.
We get a lot of people, but when they go through us and we get in them, there are actually we can help you. We can help you with your website. It seems that you're missing this. And you're missing that. Oh, we engineer people. Do you need an architect? And he
oh.
said he's done.
Oh.
Yeah, it's too many junk. It's not somebody Google and said deck and then boom. Hi, I got you. You know, well, how did you hear from us? Because that's how I, you know, talk to my customers, potential customers. Oh, I got you off the website. And then I know. But all these things that are coming in is constant junk. And do you need this? Oh, do you know that this medication is not good? The government's trying to stop it. I mean, this is all we get. So Chris is like, you know what? He canceled Home Advisor. He canceled, he said, you know what? We're doing okay. Thank God with all my referrals and repeat customers for now. And he decided to buy a dump truck, you know, like one of those containers that drop it off for your garbage.
Yeah.
And that's what we're advertising now as well. And, if the construction industry, because of this war coming and everybody's out of their bird,
yeah,
it could get really, yeah. And he's like, I have to have a game plan and we have to save as much
smart.
Money as we can. He
that's
goes,
smart.
We have to. If some people, everybody always have junk. See, we have a dump truck that we go physically labor and we clean out your garage or your attic, whatever the case may be. Now
yeah.
we bought one that we drop off the container to your house. You do the damn labor. I pick it up and charge you.
There
so,
you go.
Yes, what happened was that we needed a game plan because the construction industry is how can I say it? His own brother works for a different company.
Oh,
and
I see.
And they are law. Yeah, you know, I don't agree with family working together. I mean, he's my husband.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I do it for him. But and it's just like a competition. How much lower can we put our prices? We're not here. We're here to make my customer 100% satisfied, to give me beautiful reviews. But at the end of the day, if I'm just going to bust my butt out there in the heat, in the cold, and make a 15% profit, it's not going to happen. So our prices are being competitive because everybody are, you know, they're thirsty for work and we can't keep on going through this. He's stressed out. He don't sleep. So I said, you know what? Let's just be wise. We stop all the subscriptions, you know, just the emergency stuff that we need, you know, to live. And I said, let's just do it because winter's going to be around the corner. God willing, everything turns back after all this bull crap about this stupid Kamala and stupid Trump over here. And hopefully when things go back to normal the way we once were before COVID, maybe we can do something. He's about to sell his company and for us to leave and sell the house. I mean, he's that tired.
Okay.
Yeah, he's only 47 and I'm 55. And I'm like, dude, you're tired now? I'm exhausted. If you're tired, I'm exhausted.
You're exhausted. I get it.
One thing
I want to let you know is that on the dashboard, it stores how many times you were found, how many people clicked your website, how many people clicked to call you. And if there's rare occasions where people will find you on the first page and they can't call you right that second because perhaps they're at work or they're with family, and they can plug their information into the form on your site and you get notified that there's a lead. And there's 818 leads, you know, Barbara Kane, 5 Jamestown Court, East Brunswick, Helena, 10 Queens Road, East Brunswick, looking to get our deck replaced, looking for an estimate to convert existing decking to composite.
South I don't see, Georgia, I don't get, Nashi, so where am I getting that?
7901 4th Street, North Petersburg. Hi there. Looking to win bid at Luka Vistage. So this guy, Salvador, he must be a solicitor because he says, are you looking to win more bids? So I would ignore him. But then there is Frank at 20 Cherry Blossom in Monroe, New Jersey. Hi, I'm looking to redo my front porch and back deck. I live in Monroe. Rajon 5 Leah Place, East Brunswick, New Jersey.
But let me ask you a question. Okay, so when somebody go into that little thing, you know, wanting what they want, how is my husband getting that? So you mean to tell me that I have to have my dashboard open 24/7 just to see it?
No. Each time someone fills that out, you get an email that says Clean Cut Renovation Solutions, you have a new lead. And so those come directly to, let me just see the email, to Chris at ccrs.pro. So if you want me to change, to your email or something, I can. But he gets notifications every time somebody fills that out.
So my husband does not check his email. I do. I have his email address on my actual iPhone. I got his personal. I got the business. My business. I'm looking at 4 different emails on a daily basis because I know my husband is working, you know?
Right.
But he goes, I'm going to tell you the last lead I got. Hold on.
It was on 7/11/2024, right before the account went into suspension. So on 7/11, if you look for...
I'm going to put...
You can just search lead, and on your email, you have a new lead because it says Clean Cut Renovation Solutions. You have a new lead.
Yeah. And...
And then that was the one from Barbara Kane, 5 Jamestown Court, East Brunswick, looking for an estimate to convert existing decking to composite.
Nope. The only leads that I got is from Home Advisor, which we canceled them too. I'm just going to put leads, maybe this one. Everything that I put lead on my search on top of the bar, it all has...
That company, I hear horror stories about it, and people go around and cut their pricing because they're selling the lead to you and to everybody else out there, you know.
I've
heard all kinds of horrible things, but if you look at the lead that came through Local Splash.
No, we're not getting them.
I have an email tracker that says it was sent successfully. So if it was bounced back or something, we would get an error. You can check the filtered mail too, or maybe search Clean Cut Renovation Solutions, because that's how we're sending it in the title. It says Clean Cut Renovation Solutions, and then it has the semicolon, and then it says you have a new lead. But if you just search Clean Cut Renovation Solutions, you might find it, and it was under July 11th. And
I'm looking at all his emails, because I used to. Let me check my junk. I wonder if it's going because.
Yeah, check the junk.
This is crazy.
We send from a very large Gmail server, so you're right. Sometimes initially they go in the junk folder, and then once you open one, they start going to the inbox. So maybe that's the case.
I'm going to have to go into my, let me pay you.
Okay.
What the balance is. I know that he wanted to cancel because I'm going to be honest with you. I'm looking at everything that says, Clean Cut. I'm looking at all the, I'm actually doing Local Splash also. I'm doing everything. And the only thing that I see here is that your account is in jeopardy. Okay. Local Splash leads. Here we go. And they're all from 2023.
Okay, some reason you're not getting the fresh ones, but I can let me update the payment and then I can send that over to the tech department. See, but I got an email tracker that shows they were sent successfully.
Yeah.
So usually
listen,
like I said,
I believe you.
I believe you too, Daisy. Yeah,
but let me
show you real quick also how to log into the dashboard. That way you won't miss any. I don't want you to
keep
the dashboard open 24/7, right? Of course, that doesn't make sense. But maybe
it doesn't. I don't work in my office
twice a week. It's just as easy as checking an email. You just log on with a username and password, click on the leads button, and that way you can see if you're missing something. You know what I mean? But like I said, don't do it 24/7. Of course not. But for the new card, is it also a Visa or is it a MasterCard or Discover?
I'm going to put it in. I'm going to give it to you, and then I'm going to put it in on the thing. All right. It's a Visa, no matter what. It's the same account.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's going to be $40.85.
Okay.
$40.40.
Got it.
$37.16.
Okay.
$6.745.
Okay, and expiration?
0928. Don't forget to send me a birthday gift because that's my birthday.
Oh, that's so cute. I love it. Happy early birthday to you.
And then the CVC or whatever the hell it's called is 137.
Okay. September is a good month. I have 2 girls that were born in September. So, yeah, good for you. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I'm just letting you know that I don't know where the hell these leads are going. All I do get is a lot of junk stuff. And then I was like, why? The only fake lead that I have to fight to get my money back.
That's Angie's and Home Advisor. That's not us. So let me show you something.
Times, yeah.
I, I want to show you something. And what I can do, just because I would hate for all of this to unravel, because I know that it would absolutely affect the business. So if you wanted to keep it open a little bit, just so that you have some time to talk to Chris and show him all of this, I can give you 30 days on the back end, meaning your billing cycle is the 29th. So if you, you know, you paid today, which is the 14th, I don't want you to have another payment coming up on the 29th. That's in 2 weeks, right? So I can push that next one out all the way till September 14th. And that way you and Chris have plenty of time to go on the dashboard, look at the leads, track the revenue that you're receiving, and you're still on a month-to-month subscription. So if for some reason come September 14th, you guys decide not to continue, no problem. Mm-hmm. Just call us a couple of days ahead of time and we cancel it out and you won't have any further charges. But that way, at least you'll get more bang for your buck out of what you've already paid. You know what I mean?
Okay.
All
I updated the card on my dashboard, but I'm not be able to see it. It says you can't see nothing yet. So
you tried to go on the dashboard right now and it says that?
Okay, hold on. It says thank you for your payment. Wait a minute, why is it saying thank you for your payment? Didn't you just take my payment?
Yep, I did. I just took it, so maybe they notified you that it went through.
Yeah. No. Because all I did was put the new card in it, because it would not let me pass that unless I put the new card. And I'm hoping that it did not charge me twice. The one I did was
What? It did, but don't worry. I'm going to delete the second one. I see that here. It charged you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No. Guess what's going to happen, Daisy? The second payment, I'm voiding it right now. It will fall off at midnight. So if you see that there's two pending charges, at midnight, one of them is going to fall off. So I just voided it, and I got a confirmation. Yeah, so you're all good to go there. So thank you. That's so strange. Yeah, I've never seen that happen before. But, yeah, this one will fall off at midnight.
I guess while we were on the phone, you haven't had the chance to actually put it as went through. I couldn't get in. So now when I updated the car, and you say, oh, thank you for your payment, now I'm in my dashboard. So where do you
go. Okay, so now that you're in the dashboard, do you see those tabs that say home, leads, listings? Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you click on the one that says leads.
Mm-hmm. Which it says 818.
On my end, it said 820, but you might have to hit reload once you get in. But is the first one Barbara Kane, or is the first one?
Where the heck do you see the name? There's no name.
Oh, are you clicking on?
Brand?
What happened?
Oh, it says 820 in the top.
Yep.
Let me say reload. Let me just press reload. Give me 1 second. I just noticed the reload stuff.
Yep.
See, the thing is also that I don't know if my husband ever explained to you. We can't do it this way with you guys then. What happens is in Home Advisor, they know we do not go anywhere outside of the Middlesex County. We do not do anything else. So what happened? Oh, it's reloading. It's still taking forever.
There you go. Yeah, no problem.
So right now, there's one that says Branchburg. Those look like, for me, I don't know what the hell they want. No audio recorded. Here we go. Barbara Kane, find Jamestown Court. I think I saw that. Hold on a second.
Yep.
Barbara Kane, find Jamestown Court. Give me 1 second.
Yep.
Because people just call us directly.
Well, usually if they fill out this inquiry, and if you don't get back to her, then sometimes they'll call you just as a follow-up. So it could be that you didn't see this lead, but she called you anyway, and maybe the second time she got through and you guys actually set it up, you know? But she came as a result of your Google listing. Same thing with Helena under that. Salvador, he's a sales guy, so we can ignore him. But if you go down, you'll see usually how you can tell if they're legit or not is they will put in, like, their actual address and email and stuff. And if the address is close to you, then you know it's as a result of this program. Now, if you go back to or if you look at the beginning page where it says Google Insights or Google Profile Actions.
Where do I see that?
Says, Go back to home? The top where it says home.
Okay, am I home? Hold on. Yeah. I'm at home. Come on, my computer's so damn slow.
Yeah, that's okay.
Apple Macs, they do this.
Yeah.
They do this for a reason. You have to go buy a new one because there's so much to, and I'm like, all right, now, where are we? Google what?
Google Profile Actions. It's the one right under the 820 yep. leads. You'll see 1,756. So mm-hmm. if you click on that, this is mm-hmm. where it shows you. And at the top next to export, this is just the last 6 months worth of activity, but there's a little drop down there. You can change it to 30 days. You can change it to all time. But if you look at this chart, there's a little like circle pie chart at the lower left. And under that, it says 1,921 views. So this is just over the last 6 months. Your company mm-hmm. was found on the first page 1,921 times. And there were 134 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks mm-hmm. to call you from the first page. So let's say somebody types in Dex or Deck Builder and you're mm-hmm. found on the first page. And let's say they mm-hmm. never even call you. They just see you up there and they call someone else, right? Google mm-hmm. will still track that. So that number is configured into the 1,921 times. And then the second step they take to contact you, whether they click to your site or they click to call you, is also tracked. And that's where that 134 number comes from. So yeah, that's where I'm saying that you guys are probably getting a ton of work out of this, because all time – there's 1,756 Google profile actions, right? But you can filter that little drop down at the top and see just how much activity you're getting each month.
Well, what I can tell you is, yeah, this is amazing. Now, what I do is I set my husband up with a job folder. We have a new customer. I set him up. I have a lead sheet already made for him. And in there, it says, how did you hear from us? When I make the initial call to make the appointment, they can tell a referral, this, that, blah, 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 Google. Then I know that it's, you know, through my Google or the computer. So I put that. Then once I sell a job, I could do a filter and put down how many jobs were sold by only website or versus Home Depot versus referrals, and you get the picture.
Right, I get it.
Not a lot, yeah. So what I'm trying to say is not, it has to do with the salesperson. The salesperson has to actually do an interview for him. He needs to sell it. I get it. But the prices that we're giving, because we are local, we don't have an expense as an office, and this is what I'm trying to explain to customers. You can go get yourself some. We don't have that much overhead compared to other big companies. We are very small, family-oriented company. So basically what I'm trying to tell you, if you want a lower price, so what I'm trying to say is we go out there like the 5J's court, we gave her an awesome freaking price. She still undecided. She wants, we went there on the 16th, 10 a.m., Barbara came. I mean, I have everything on my back track, went to call them back. Hey, thank you for the opportunity to bid. Are you want to move forward? Blah, blah, blah. So I have letters that are very professional to let them know. Is there anything I can do? We can, you know, like get in contact with you, have any questions. So because people just don't like to talk and say, I can't afford it. I only got like this much. Then talk to him, you know. Maybe we can do something and nothing. We have not sold a job. You know what's keeping us alive? Huh. One of my repeat customer. I don't know what the hell he does for a living. But in the last year to today, he's already on $385,000 worth of work. Okay.
Nice.
Well, thank you, Lord Jesus. But what I'm saying is that, amen to that. But what I'm saying is, he hasn't left his house. And I said, dude, do you want my husband to move in with you? And might as well give him the key. We are so trustworthy. We do have his key. So now he was ready to finish, and now he wants God. Now he wants a pavilion. Now he wants, so that's more work. I'm telling you, but the guys get kind of anxious. They don't want to stay in the same job for the rest of their life. You know, they want to see new people, a new job, a new, let's do a deck instead. And so if it wouldn't be for that gentleman, we would have been up creek because
Because he's like funding your business right now, pretty much. Which
he's
is
actually
yeah.
funding. I'm going to have to give him a freaking gift at the end. And
I get
because
it.
Because once again, as soon as these leads come and people go to our website that we pay a lot of money for, that we had it done, and as soon as somebody clicks something on the on our website, I'm already calling them immediately. And that's another one that have a lot of junk. Are you looking for this? I'm a contractor. Are you hiring? People are going through there asking me for work and sending calling the damn number.
Oh,
so,
I see. What website is that?
Like, what the hell? No, on my actual clean cut renovate dot whatever the I forgot what it's
yeah,
called.
Yeah, cleancutrenovate.com.
Mm-hmm. A lot of
okay.
people get a lot of junk there too. A lot of people just send me leads because you have a new lead, you know, and I get it immediately. And
yeah.
then I'm like, look at this guy. Again, another guy, you know, another person looking for work or looking, you're hiring for a driver. And I'm like, what? This is for you. If you need some kind of renovation, let us make you happy. We have solutions for all your jobs. And, you know, it's just nonstop. And I told them, that's why we stopped Home Advisor. And they said, well, if we stop it because if we cancel, it's going to have to do the whole thing all over again. So what we do is I always go back in and pause the lead for every 3 weeks. And sometimes I forget I have an alert for me to go back in and pause it again because once I send the lead and I have to fight with them, dude, you already sent me that lead last month. What are you guys trying
right.
to do? You
right.
know, you guys should be shut down. How can you send me the same people? And I told you we don't do repairs. How many times? And it's hard to get our credit. So I'm
yeah.
tired of fighting with them. So I tell Chris, pause it. Let's open it
yeah.
again, start the new year, because I am not going to keep on with frustration. I can't. That's not
If I were you, I would just cancel that whole thing because, like I said, I've heard horror stories about that company.
It is a horror. It is horror.
Yeah, but
yeah.
one thing that you can do, and you can help him with this, Stacey, because you're very organized and you're tracking everything, mm-hmm. is that you have an excellent 5-star rating on Google, right? However, mm-hmm. you've only had one fresh review in the entire 2024. Most
this
of
is
your
what
reviews,
I took first,
yeah,
I'm not, yeah.
But so what happens though is that could be affecting your conversion because there's other companies on the first page that could be having a lot of fresh stuff posted about them, and then you have these old reviews from 2021, 2022, 2023, and then one for this year. So I can send you a review generator email, and it will help you get some more 5-star ratings. And even if
we
he's been slow and you're just using that one guy to fund your business, right? You can send mm-hmm. this review generator email to anyone. So it can be a friend or a relative or anyone that can vouch for your business. I recommend just have them be honest, you know, have them say if they're, you know, client, like, hey, please call Clean Cut Renovation Solutions. They're a trusted business in the community of X amount of years and you'll be happy that you did because all of that is true if there's someone that knows you, right? They don't have to put the thing, you know, oh, Chris made the most beautiful deck for me ever if he hadn't, you know, but you can send
you
this.
Put it in, yeah.
Yeah, you know,
I do understand.
Yep.
Let me tell you, and that's another thing too. This, you know, like every town has its own community. Like let's say East Brunswick Township neighbors or, and you just want to join the neighborhood. You should see how many people are talking. And I ask the people, how did you hear from us? Next door is like me. I'm in, next door in East Brunswick. So anything that happened around here, everybody looks out for each other. There was a man wandering around. Is this, is that? And a lot of people that are calling my husband is because they saw us as somebody did something in East Brunswick. I just got my deck done by Clean Car. You should call them. And the reviews, it gets me upset because when I'm done, I give my customers a completion, certificate of completion. Let them know
yeah.
anybody. Yeah. So right there and then we have. We tell them to please put in a review for us, and they always do in Home Advisor, and I keep on telling them not in Home Advisor, do it in Google.
Right.
And I have, if I generate my QuickBooks and put down all the jobs we sold in 2023, I can send that generated letter you're saying that you can do for me, and maybe they can help me out, because Chris is upset because he's like, why are they not putting? I go, people don't want to be bothered. It takes 2 seconds. I said, well, you know what? I'm going to have to offer a $50 gift certificate or some shit that I could just for somebody to go do it. I already said if you refer somebody, you get $250 commission as a referral fee.
Wow, that's
working.
That's nice. Yeah.
Yeah, so we do everything. We did flyers. It cost me $5,000, those little postcards that got into your mailbox.
Yeah.
And I did it for 2 months straight. Out of all those freaking postcards, I got my money back because I sold 2 jobs out of
yeah.
it. But I got my money back. I mean, I was thinking that's going to generate a lot. And the people, the more you see the same damn postcard coming to your house, this guy again, let me just give him a call. But I'm not going to invest $5,000 again when I did this for 2 months straight and I only got 2 jobs out of it.
Yeah, even though you got your money back, which is great, but you still need to get a return.
Not,
yeah, yeah, not yeah, just get yeah, break
no,
even
I,
type thing.
I, yeah,
I get it.
I wanted to get a big return out of it, and that didn't work. So what I have to do is I'm going to have to generate a letter. Like you said, a home advisor has one too. So every time I look at my, I click on the, on my dashboard, I click on everybody that I sold the job because I put down sold.
I just sent it to you. Can you check that if you got it? It says learn how to get more reviews. It's a fresh email that I just sent.
Okay, let's see.
If not, I'll just maybe update to a different email and I'll send it again.
Yep,
to make
I
sure.
Got it. It says
okay,
that's
good.
Voided confirmation.
Yeah, that's because that one is going to fall off at midnight. Yes. I voided that one. But the second one that says learn how to get more reviews,
got
if
it.
You open up that one, you'll see mm-hmm. that the top portion of that email is just instructions for you how to use it. But if you go to the bottom, you'll see that there's a line. And under that line, that's the part that you would copy.
Leave a review.
Right. And if you uh-huh. click on that, it'll take the person that you send that to directly to the Google page and see how it opens up automatically to leave you a review. And that's mm-hmm. why this tool works, Daisy, because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button. Most people will do it. And it'll only take you a couple of people filling that out here and there to achieve a higher conversion, because then your reviews are coming in as more consistent and people see nice things being said about you on a consistent basis. So that will help you not only get better rankings, but also to get a higher conversion. You know what I mean?
So in order to send that review, I have to do it through the dashboard, is what you're saying?
No, what I always tell people is, do you know how to copy and paste?
Yes.
Okay, so you hover over under the line where it says Dear Valued Customer, and you start highlighting that all the way to the bottom where it says Thank You, and it has Chris's name, okay? Once that's all highlighted, you right-click and hit copy, and then you go mm-hmm. into a brand new email that you're going to send to your client. And in the new email, you paste this into the body of the new email. And then,
gotcha.
Yeah, and then you can just send it to your past and present clients. And like I said, because it's so simple, just don't do like a one big blast where you do like this one time and then you put like, a bunch of emails at the top, because then your customers start seeing each other's emails and stuff like that. So
just do it
individually. And what I recommend too is to do it sporadically, meaning let's say that you're like, okay, I can think of 50 people to send this to. Well, don't send it to all 50 at once, because that will look suspicious also if, all of a sudden in August you get 12 positive reviews overnight and then nothing in September, October, November, right? So it's almost better to send out maybe 5 now and then 5 next mm-hmm. week and then 5 the week after, kind of space them out a little bit. So you're getting mm-hmm. a fresh 5-star review here and there, and that makes you more relevant to Google, but it also gets those fresh reviews coming in consistently rather than just one big blast of them. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Well, let me try that. I just did a draft, and I saved it as a draft so I could have it.
There you go.
I have to do it. Yeah. I
That's the easiest way to do it. Save it as a draft, and then you could put,
Well, let me try that, because what happened is he's like, why are these people doing this, my love? as soon as we get the last payment and everything is done, because we have to leave by law 10% of the job before you call the inspection, you know, the final inspection. And as soon as I get the last payment, I'm already sending thank you, it was a pleasure for, you know, choosing us. If there's anything in the future, blah, blah, blah. And we talk about the referral. It's a very short letter. Please click on the bottom link and give us a review. It will help us generate and, just, you know, our business to proceed. We count on your reviews, something like that. And I do, but everybody's going through Home Depot. I mean, Home Depot, HomeAdvisor.
Yeah, like, so you can take that email that you send to and just put this Google link in there, you know, instead.
No,
so
I'm just going to start sending this one. Yeah, I'm just going to
send this one because this one's already hyperlinked together. You know what I mean?
Yep. Mm-hmm. The other one as well, but you know, because when I call those leads from HomeAdvisor, they're like, how the hell did you get my number? This is not right. And then to get your money back, one time it was $1,000-something in 1 week.
Wow.
And you know what the hell the doctor thinks is? You know what they had the audacity to say? Well,
huh.
We generate the leads, ma'am. It's up to you to sell them. And I said, how dare you? I said, I didn't even get the opportunity. Listen, if I was able to book an appointment, and we didn't get it, at least we tried, correct?
Right.
But for not going even set foot in someone's home so we can sell a job, that, my dear, is uncalled for. All these people did not want to make appointments. So you're telling me, and we had it out. So I said, all this, I called the Better Business Bureau, and that's when they calmed down. And you know what they did? They gave me half back of the $1,000.
Wow.
But I said, listen, I don't have no problem having you guys dip into my account and take the lead. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's not our fault. If they say if they go on the deck installation and there's only a repair, I say, I don't care. We're not handymen. You have our profile. We are deck builders, sunroom, bathroom renovation, kitchen renovation. We don't do any type of repairs. That's what a handyman is. We thought, and my husband loves when I talk to these people. Granted, I didn't get the full amount back, but I was able to at least get half, and I said, well, I guess I'm pausing your lead. And what I did, instead of threatening, what I did is I paused them, and then I put down too busy for work. Well, here I am dying for work, but I have to because I don't want them touching my account anymore. So every 2 weeks, I'm there. Alexa tells me, it's time to pause the lead. I have that little girl. That's my secretary, Alexa. Alexa tells me, girl, it's time for you to pause those damn leads.
good. Yeah. That's smart. No, because there's too many people that I talk to that they do the two-week pause and then they forget to do it again, you know? So that's very smart. You have Alexa reminding you.
And I have it on my Microsoft, so every time on my calendar, so as soon as I do it, it sends me a message too. I'm getting backups like everywhere. I have it on my refrigerator calendar. I got it on my work board where all my jobs are lined up, which one is next. Don't forget to pause leave. I mean, I got it everywhere. I'm surprised I don't have it in my damn toilet. Hey, the pause leave. But as soon as my husband takes a piss, he says it. Pause the leave. So that's how I generate.
Great.
Because
that's so
it's
funny.
Not because we don't want to spend the money. Listen, everything is a deductible. So this is a write-off. Don't advertise it.
Yeah,
get
of course.
But if I'm going to be taking money, yes, we're going to do it. Next thing you know, we find out that the IRS changed and then you can no longer do advertising. Or they're only going to give you a certain amount. You never know in this world. So what happened is I don't mind spending if I'm getting something out of it. And when I don't
of
get
course.
Something out of it, and that's when I said it's time to stop. I'll go and go to the police station, get a damn permit, and go out there and do some flyers. You don't know me, girl. I will have my children get all the permits and go and give out flyers, which is against the law to put it in the mailbox, but just as long as you put it in the outside of it or leave it in somebody's door. And if I have to generate and do some legwork, I'd rather do that than spending $1,000, $500. Yours is not that bad because it's monthly. I have no problem.
Right.
But when I see...
And it's
when
a flat rate, yeah.
Yeah, but when I start seeing, you know, stuff and like I said, it just drives me crazy. And I know why. Now you hit it on the nose. There's not yep. enough reviews on Google. So let me get on that. Let me
Yeah, you're going to get on it, too. I can tell you're a go-getter. I bet next time we talk, you're going to have some nice, solid reviews coming in. So,
yeah,
okay, well,
that's
you're all good to
do.
Go. I pushed the next mm-hmm. one out September 14th. That way you and Chris have time to go in here and look at the results and see what you want to do.
Yep.
If it were me, I'd keep it active because it looks like you're getting a lot of activity out of it. But remember, if anything changes, just call me a couple of days before the 14th, okay?
I already put that on my notes. Cool. I'll leave it up. Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'll talk to him when he gets home tonight. Well, thank you so, so much.
No problem, Daisy. Yeah, I enjoyed talking to you. You kind of made my day. I got some laughs out of it. So I really appreciate your good sense of humor and everything.
Thank you. That's my life, honey.
Right.
Well, you enjoy the rest of the weekend. God bless
you. I will.
Let's see if we can, see if I can make this company a multi-million-dollar company, damn it.
I love it. Yeah, let's do it together.
All right.
Do it together,
yeah,
and then we can go on Shark Tank, right?
You ain't kidding. All right, you're so wonderful.
All right. That's not so
I'll
wonderful.
I'll talk to you
okay.
soon.
Have a great day.
Right.
Okay,
wait
bye.
A minute. What is
yes.
it? Excuse me. When I call, I would love
yes.
to get you back. I do not want to talk to another
yeah.
person because I already feel comfortable. So if he
okay.
decides, whatever he decides, if I don't call, that means it's going to keep on going, correct?
Okay, yep, then we'll just keep on going.
Okay.
But what I'm going to do is I'll text you my direct line right now. Daisy, you get text messages on your phone, right? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So anytime you call the local Splash toll-free number, if you hit option 1, then you just get a random person that'll help you. If you put in 777, it'll come directly to my desk. So I just texted you that.
Wonderful.
So you have it.
Thank
yeah, you can
you.
Put it in your favorites. Okay. Oh, no problem. No problem. I look
right.
forward
yeah.
to talking to you in the future.
Thank you so much. Goodbye, honey.
All right.
Goodbye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right.